Union Tassim Le'osui as it applies to Mitzvah Tzitzis. The Gemara has a memo in base. Elo Omer Rava Amilsa Amri Vietna Vimar Rava Mishum de Revizera Kavosi. That in explaining the din of Sodin Bitzitzis, if it's a din de Rabbanon, the Gemara dismisses the idea that it's Gzeirah Mishum Kalilah. The Gemara says, the interesting Gemara in general, what is the responsibility of Chazal to publicize the din? When can they consider that they have publicized it appropriately? The Gemara dismisses the pshat that the prohibition of that in Yerushalayim when they assered putting tzitzis on a linen garment, it was because of the concern that they would end up putting using tcheles that wasn't tcheles. The Gemara says, "Elo Amar Rava, Hal Milsa, this din, Amri, I explained it," and he said, "And in Eretz Yisrael, they explained what I said in the name of Reb Zeira. What were they afraid of? Shema Yikra Sadinai, B'seich Sholosh." That the tzitzis would tear within the area where one's allowed to put the tzitzis, within three finger widths of the corner. So the tzitzis would tear within that area. So Chazal were afraid that they would come and sew it. And the Torah says, Tasim Eloi Menosi, that that be a violation of the din. That would not be a kosher with tzitzis. So Rashi explains, what are we afraid of here? Gzeira mishum shemikras adin, koidem lachain besoich sholesh etzvois lesvas, hilchach hakanov, lesvas hakanov, tahainu mokei matzitzis, that the garment would tear within the area that one's allowed to put, one's allowed to initiate, to begin to place the tzitzis, v'yitfirvene b'chutei pishton, and one will sew the linen garment with linen thread. V'yaniach seif achutin atlu yisham. And then, as one is sewing it, one will let the extra thread, when one sews the rips, you don't know exactly how much thread you're going to need, so you have a long thread hanging there. And then the normal thing is to sew, when you finish sewing up the tear, so then you snip off the extra, make a knot so it doesn't pull out, and you snip off the extra. Over here he says, you know, instead of snipping off the extra, that's my tzitzis. So he lets the thread hang down. V'achar kach, but he has to still add tcheles. He only has the pishton, he only has the linen thread. V'achar kach hitin bo shnei chutei tcheles. And afterward, exactly how it is, I'm not sure, maybe make a small hole next to it and thread through tcheles. And he'll and I've sitzes. V'achar kach hitin bo shnei chutei tcheles. V'yitzareif olson shnayim shalomen imon. And now he has two white threads, and that's not so clear exactly how this looks. That he ends up sewing it, and it hangs on both sides. But he has maybe he makes a little nick in it, hangs on one side, like those who hold it are supposed to hang on one side. And then he has his two white linen threads, and he adds another linen, and he adds two tcheles, according to Rashi. So what's the problem with all of this? Torah Omra, the Gemara says, Tase v'loy min osi, v'nimt, that he has not made his tzitzis. His tzitzis have happened. Tase, you have to make the tzitzis, but you can't let tzitzis just happen. So he was sewing, and when he finished sewing, he was about to snap off. He said, well, why should I snap it off? I have tzitzis. He didn't thread the tzitzis. The tzitzis happened to be there. The Torah says that you can't, tzitzis cannot just happen. Can't be v'loy min ha'osi. V'nimtzeis tzitzis pesula. And now he, because of that, he's wearing tzitzis apostle. Davi Kalayim Shalem Mokim Mitzvah. And he now has wearing a Kalayim because he's wearing a linen garment. He's wearing the Tcheles. So that's why Chazal said never put Tcheles and Lavan. This is again, this is a position which we learned yesterday is not the sustained position. It's not a sustained position in explaining the Yerushalmi practice of not putting tzitzis on pishtan, right? But even though it's not sustained in explaining that practice, but the concern that the Torah has that is sustained. The Torah says there is a problem. The Gemara says there is a din that tzitzis can't happen. Was this the reason for the gzeira that the Gemara dismissed? The Gemara says no. But there is a din of tasav le'menos. That's what the Gemara spells out very clearly. How does Rashi come to explain this pshat? So you have to put together a few Gemaras. The Mem Aleph Amar Aleph at the bottom. The Gemara says, Amar Rechava Amar Rav Yehuda. Talis Shenikra Chutz L'Shalosh. This din. I have a garment of a four-cornered garment. And the garment, and this is in Shulchan Aruch, and the garment rips within three finger width from the corner. Have a garment, a four-cornered garment, and it rips over here. All right, sew it up. Everybody's fine with sewing it. Mutter. But if it rips near the corner, lo yitzvor, then one can't sew it up. Tanya Nami Yochi, this wasn't just Rav Yehuda's din. This was a machlokes tanoim. Talis and nikro chutz l'sholosh yitzvor, a talis which rips above the three etzbos, fix it, not a problem. Toich sholosh, but if it rips within the three, Rabbi Meir, lo yitzvor. Our din sounds like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, lo yitzvor, don't sew it up. Chacham emayim yitzvor, you can sew it up. V'shovin, and they agree, shelo yovi afilo amol amimokim acher, ubot cheles v'toilebo. They do agree that you can't, this is a different din. We'll discuss it another time, Yitzhak Shem. You can't take a ready-made tzitzis and just sew it onto your, you have a tzitzis. So you have a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. So you can't take another, let's say half of another pair of tzitzis and sew it on. Separate din. No, Rashi says it's a different din of requiring the kanaf. You can't make the kanaf that way. But coming back to the din we're talking about, the din of are you allowed to sew? So Rashi explains again on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. When you're allowed to sew it, is like chayshinu. We're not afraid. Dilma payish midi minachut. That's firo. Not afraid that you'll leave some thread hanging. V'yonichem v'yosef olav ad dalin chutim l'shem tzitzis. V'ika tasav loy minos. Rashi explains the language is the exact same of these two sugyas. B'toich gimel. So Rashi explains that here the Gemara spelled out tasav minos. Here the Gemara doesn't spell it out, but it's the same case. So Rashi explains all this Gemara, Lechara, based on this Gemara. So the Rashi says what is the Machlekes Rav Meir and Rabbanan, whether you're allowed to sew a four-cornered garment that rips within the three finger width of the corner? This concern, are we afraid that a person is going to be lazy and after he sews it up, he'll let the thread become one of the tzitzis? How are you concerned about it? If we're concerned about it, then we don't even let him sew it up. That's not good. Shulchan Aruch quotes this din. Shulchan Aruch quotes this din and in Siman Yidal and Rav Amram Goin's pshat. A much different pshat. Rav Amram Goin's pshat is whether it rips within three etzbos by three etzbos. It's a different din. What's called the beged. But Shulchan Aruch quotes this din and to my surprise, the Mishnah Berurah writes that nowadays we're not choshesh for this. Why? If you have a woolen garment, we're not worried about it. Why? Because we don't use wool thread anymore. So since we don't use wool thread, we use cotton thread. I don't know if they use in rotten, but since we don't use wool thread, we're not afraid a person will will make that kind of mistake. And then he quotes the Malbim, who says, goes a step further, that if you have a cotton garment and you don't use cotton thread, you don't have to worry about it. You only have to worry about it if you use the thread that could be used for tzitzis. Again, why is it a chiddush to me? Because if we hold like Reb Meir, Shulah Yitzvor, so usually we assume that bodlusi basle basle takanta. All right, so this might be one of those cases that Tosus discusses in the Gemara Beya, where we say, all right, this case, the reason was explained, and therefore the reason does become a factor. I don't know, but that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskens. But coming back to our Gemara, so our Gemara uses the phrase Shemo Yikra Sadina B'Soich Gimel Yifereda. So Rashi explained Rava and Rav Zeira's din based on the Braisa that quotes from Mei and Rabbanon. All right. So again, whether this is the reason for the Yerushalmi Minagon Mem Amar Aleph, that's not important for us right now. Right now, what's more important for us is that the Gemara here spells out the reasoning behind Mem Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara ultimately will worry about a Tasa V'loy Mena Osri Din. Right, what's the classic case of Tasa V'loy Mena Osri? The classic case would probably be a person who has, let's say a person buys a modern tzitzis, right? When the person made it, he made a mistake and did not separate the side of the garment enough. In other words, he bought a vest. What did not vest? They bought an undershirt tzitzis. All right, bought an undershirt with tzitzis on all four corners. Good. He opens it up and he realizes that when the person made it, so he took an undershirt and he cut 2 inches up and he put tzitzis on. So it's a nice undershirt, beautiful tzitzis. Only problem is, this undershirt is not a chayv in tzitzis. Why? Because the corner is not defined, al-pidin, as a strongly enough defined corner. In order for this garment to be chayv in tzitzis, the slit has to be, let's say, has to be most of the garment, most of the way up. Okay, so now the question is, can he take scissors and cut? So we'd say no, because as it is right now, this garment is a chayv in tzitzis. If he cuts the garment and makes the garment chayv in tzitzis, he has made a garment chayv in tzitzis, and now the tzitzis happened by themselves. When the tzitzis were threaded, they were not threaded. They could not. They were not kosher with tzitzis. When the person made all the krichas, they were in kosher because it was nothing. It was a design. It was a kilu tzitzis. It was a chinuch set, whatever it was, whatever you call it. But it wasn't tzitzis. So now he makes it into a garment and chayv and tzitzis. So the tzitzis happened by themselves. So that'd be a classic case of tasav. Where do we know there is such a din of tasav lemon osoy? So the Gemara spells it out over here, and Rashi says that's how you understand this case. And Rashi explains that the concern is a person who's sewing up a hole, is darning a hole, and lets the string hang down. Tosfos then tells us that the sugya really should begin on mem beis amid beis. Because in mem beis amid beis we have a similar din. Mem beis amid beis. Torah quotes the pasuk Daber el bnei Yisrael vasulem tzitzis. They should make tzitzis for themselves, right? Vasulem tzitzis. V'nosnu atzal kanfei bigdeihem. Right? What's vasulem tzitzis? Daber el bnei Yisrael. V'nosnu atzal kan, and they should have. They should put this in the four cornered begadim. What's vasulem tzitzis? Daber el bnei Yisrael. Vasulem tzitzis. Right? So the way we understand it, when we say twice a day, we say vasulem to colon. Vasulem tzitzis. But now I'll explain what that is. V'nosnu al tzitzis l'kona, put tzitzis on the corners, and then put a psutcha on the tzitzis. Right? And then look up Kiseitz and learn the pshat and gedilim. Well, the Chari Torah does not speak in those terms. Right? Because vasulem tzitzis is mutar, right? Not unnecessary. So there's several halachas that we learned from Sulem Tzitzis, right? One is that the Gemara on Membeis, when it discusses what happens if a guy would make tzitzis. Vosulem tzitzis, they should make it. What about if a guy makes tzitzis? No, that's what the Torah is saying, vosulem tzitzis. From the Hemshech HaDvarim, Amrav Yudah Amrav, Osan min HaKoytzim. A Jew makes tzitzis, but he makes it min HaKoytzim u'min HaNimen u'min HaGarden. Psula. Alright? What is making it min HaKoytzim? So Rashi explains, also the tzitzis min HaKoytzim HaNikzotzim, Hainav Chutim HaTluim B'chol Yiriyah. In other words, like we have, when we were a Talos Gadol, so if it's the Minhag Yisrael, the Talos Gadol is to have on the entire tzitzis at Apsulim. Right? The entire side, right? The Minhag Yisrael is that tzitzis, that Talos Gadol is made, they don't finish the edges. Right? Talos Kodin is a normal baguette, they finish the, but the Talos Gadol is unfinished. What do you mean unfinished? It's a normal baguette you finish off and you put a hem on it, and that's how you keep the garment from fraying. Right? How do our tzitzis look? They're all left open, and then the threads are left open, and then they're knotted. That's how the baguette stops being. So those are the tzitzin. Hakutzim and anim, and you have threads. You have a garment that's unfinished. You have threads. So also the tzitzim and hakoytzim and the tzotzim and nuchut and atluyim b'chol yiriyah. But normally you cut those off. And in this case he says, why cut it off? Somehow he's going to pull this thread out and make it into tzitzis. Lishna achrina, hutzin sheyetzim in a beged. Or he has sometimes, you can even see it nowadays, because nowadays everything's done so professionally. But if a person would see a fabric, which has not been manufactured by machinery, so every so often there'd be a thread, an extra thread. Sometimes, even in a good fabric, if it snags, so the thread will come popped out, and then you have a thread hanging down. So a person has a thread hanging from the fabric itself. So can one use these as tzitzis? That's the memory of Rav. Also, a person makes tzitzis. He had threads hanging down from the fabric itself. And he figures, it's a gewaldig. I have, instead of saying, this is a terrible piece of fabric, I have all these extra tzitzis. It's a gewaldig piece of fabric. My tzitzis are sitting there waiting for me. So he takes four strings that are hanging out of the fabric and he starts making knots and gedilim and so on and so forth. So Rav says, not kosher. Why? So Rashi says, because they weren't done lishma. And Tosva says, and Rashi says, Pirish bakuntris mishum tasev eloi mina osoi. Right? It's tasev eloi mina osoi. That's it. So we put all the mekoros together. So we now have Rashi Shita, the way that it's Rashi, the alleged Rashi. But somehow we can put together Rashi. What do we have for Rashi? There's a posuk vasulam tzitzis. So Rashi learns from Sulam Tzitzis that there's a din, there's halachas that relate to making the tzitzis themselves. What are the halachas that relate to them? So we know there's halacha that they have to be made by a Jew. Maybe they have to be made by a person who's chayv in tzitzis. Then we know there's halacha that they have to be, certain parts have to be made lishma, vasulam tzitzis. The Gemara and Sukkah discusses that they can't be stolen. Vasulam tzitzis. So the halacha is of asiyah. Okay, now Rashi explains there's another din of vasulam tzitzis. What's that din? That tasa has to be made. Have to be made, right? How do we know this din that have to be made? Because they can't happen by themselves. I can't just use threads that are there. I have to use threads that I put on. Not threads that are just hanging there. So that the source is Membeis Amud Beis. Then on Mem Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara discusses whether there's a further Xayra the Rabbanon not to even to sew a garment, because maybe it'll come to Vayla Tasman Osoy. And then the Gemara says in Mem Aleph that there was a further discussion, which is dismissed, that maybe there should be, because of the possible violation of a tas of loy min osui, so when it comes to a normal garment, maybe we wouldn't say. Tosfos Kos says that you can't sew up a rib. But when it comes to a linen garment, not only did they say don't sew up a rib, they said don't even think of putting on tzitzis, because maybe you'll end up sewing up a rib and violating Tassam Rossi. So again, we're not discussing right now the dinin derabana that may or may not have been built on this din. Let's go back to the principle of Tasa Veloy Minoasi that the Gemara quotes over here. All right, so now we have a din that the tzitzis cannot happen by themselves. So now the Gemara gives two other examples of this din of Tasa Veloy Minoasi. The Gemara goes on to discuss in Mem Omud Beis, Hitil. We have another din that Rava was excited that Reb Zeira said, like his din. That's the din of Beged, a garment that has hide for corners. All right, two very important halachas. Hide is not chayv and tzitzis. That's our whole shir last week about whether it requires a dover oruk. And this din over here, that when you have to determine the nature of a garment, you go with the primary component of the garment, ikar habeged. All right, that's a very important din, because since when we started learning hilchos tzitzis, daf lametes, we talked about the importance of the kanaf. So it'd be very logical to say that the kanaf should determine the substance of the garment. The Gemara says no. Even as important as kanaf is, ikar habeged. Rav Achi ozel bosa kanaf. Rav Achi disagreed. He said when it comes to tzitzis, kanaf is a determining factor because of kanaf, still kanaf. All right. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Schoy, Omar Rav Huna, Hitil Labala, Sholesh, Vishlim, Liarba, Psula, Mishom, Tasav Leman Osoi. Our next din of Tasav Leman Osoi. A person is a triangular garment. The person is a three-cornered garment. Three-cornered garment, and at the end, is, and the fourth is rounded. So he puts the tzitzis on all three, and then he makes the fourth rounded edge into a 90 degree angle. So when he was putting on the three tzitzis, it wasn't chayv and tzitzis. Now he made a 90 degree angle. Oh, they became tzitzis. But they became tzitzis by themselves. When he made them, they weren't tzitzis. It couldn't be tzitzis because this garment is a chayv and tzitzis. So it looks like tzitzis. It's wound by tzitzis, but they're not tzitzis, because if they're not on a four-cornered garment, they don't identify as tzitzis. So the fact that I then rounded the garment and made it to four corners, so now these non-tzitzis, now they even look more like tzitzis, because they look like tzitzis, but I didn't make them. So that I didn't make them as tzitzis. That would be a violation of tasav loyman, also like the slicing the side of the garment. So the Gemara says another example of Tasu Minosui, right, would be if a person is making the garment, he wants to save time. So as he's making the garment, he puts on the tzitzis before the garment is large enough to be chayv and tzitzis. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "Umi yarbin and tassel and also if Amr b'zer hitul mutelas ksheira, Amr bav hashav b'altosif koi ma'isa lehabe." Gemara says the fourth example of tassel and also. First example is the threads that are hanging. Second example is the three-cornered garment of the fourth. Third example is a garment that is not large enough to sustain to be mechayev and tzitzis. Fourth example, I have a beautiful pair of tzitzis, but I'm not happy with them for some reason. All right, maybe it's not thick enough. For whatever reason, I don't like the tzitzis. But it's a beautiful beged. It comes with a hechsher, everything. It's a good value. I paid a lot of money for it. But I want to change the tzitzis. All right. So then what I do is, why should I take off the tzitzis? I'll add tzitzis to them. All right. So that's the Chorib Al-Toysif, right? I'm going to put on four, I'm going to end up having eight cords, eight gedilim. So the Gemara says, That's not Baal Tosef. Why not Tosef? Because I never intended to add on a second. I intended to add on the second and take off the first. Okay, very important in Baal Tosef. It requires some level of kavana, some level of intent. Good. Not for now. So the Gemara says, but won't that be a prama tasa minosi? In other words, I had this beautiful garment. I add on four new ones. Now, if I leave things alone, it looks like I'd be over Baal Tosef. All right? So the Gemara says not Baal Tosef. Why? It's not Baal Tosef. Sorry, the Gemara says, let's assume it's Baal Tosef. The Gemara says, again, Maskif, Omer B'zeir, Hitilu Mutelas K'sheira, Omer Rava, Hashem Baal Tosef, Koi Maisa Lehabe. Again, the Rava says that this situation is good. It's kosher. The Gemara will say later on that, the Gemara says, why is it kosher? The Rava says, because when I added on each of the four, I was violating Baal Tosef. Right now the Gemara is holding at the stage where I am in violation of Baal Tosef. So I add on four, I'm in a violation of Baal Tosef. So Rava says now when I cut off the four that were there, I have a kosher pair. So why is it not Tasev Lemon Osui? I had a four-cornered garment, had to tassan, it was pulse, so I couldn't wear it, the very Baal Tosef. Now I fix it up. But when I fix it up, my begad was made by itself. So why is it Tasev Lemon Osui? So Rashi explains, because when I added on the fourth, that was Osir. It was Osir Baal Tosef. And something that's done in violation of Halacha doesn't happen. Didn't exist. Not significant enough. Right? It's like the Brisker Rav's Mahalach and Masla Masha Kosev B'Torah. It's a Masla means it's not insignificant. He can't have a Das Kin Eged Das Torah. I want to do something because Baruch Hu said don't do it. It's nothing. It's garnished.
It's like Yev Lomai.
Yeah, okay. But I think it's even more powerful. See, it was a totally insignificant act when I hung on my second pair of tzitzis. Right? So it's so insignificant, so nothing, that when I take off the first pair of tzitzis, the second one is not considered to be min ha'osui. It's not considered to have happened by itself. It's so insignificant, it didn't even happen by itself. Right, that's what Rashi explains. In other words, so I have a din that tzitzis cannot happen by themselves. Okay, tasvul eminosi v'nosnu vasulem tzitzis. Good. Now Rashi, and I have three examples. My fourth example is that if the tzitzis happen by themselves with absolute insignificance, then that's not considered to happen by themselves, and therefore it's not a violation of Tasev Lo Minosi. It's not Minosi.
It shouldn't be tzitzis.
Who's that?
It shouldn't even be tzitzis.
It's kosher. It's kosher. No, it is?
So how would Malchus kosher that way?
How would what?
Malchus.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Would you get?
When are you chayev Baal Tosef? Okay, let's not go off on that right now. So, but in terms of whether this is a kosher or not, Tasev Lo Minosi. All right. So apparently, right. So coming back to what Adam is pointing out, is that it sounds like from Rashi that Tasev Lo Minosi is not only a machshir but also a posel. All right. In other words, that if the tzitzis are strung by themselves, that makes them ineffective tzitzis. Tas have to make the tzitzis. V'loy mina osui, and if the tzitzis happen by themselves, then they're posel. But if the tzitzis didn't happen by themselves, I didn't put them there, they didn't happen by themselves, so then this will be kosher. The psul is that they happen by themselves. No?
What does Rashi mean? Rashi says that the
Pasul of Kavoy,
Rashi Rashi says, Hilchos Chuppos L'Kamoi, Ki Havi Asya Asya L'Vasrei.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's not that, it's just that's called
an Asiyah. When
the first step was not garnish.
Yeah, so therefore...
It gets into Tosas or
Chiyuwa. Yeah.
It's like a Sukkah, Psikos and L'Vasrei.
Yeah.
You can sometimes have an Asiyah that's an action on the Tzitzis, even if it's not action that's based on Tzitzis.
Right. Right. So that's...
So this is the finish here is that basically, the Tzitzis were sort of in
hiding. Right.
And then I have created their existence by uncovering them, by ruining the other ones.
Right.
That's an action on the Gilead Tzitzis, so to speak. So that's enough to be counted as an Asiyah.
But that will only work when the Tzitzis are not there altogether.
Right, correct.
All right? Okay, let's just
that it's an Asiyah for the Tzitzis.
Right.
Was
nothing. Good. Okay. Good. Good. So let's. So Tosfos now points out Perish Bakuntris, right? B'toyach sholosh leknaf ukshitfirena b'chutei pishdon yiniach seifachit and tluyin l'shem tzitzis v'havalei tase v'loy mina osi. All right. Again, coming back to the original din. The first case is that the corner of the tzitzis ripped. I sewed it together and decided to leave my tzitzis hanging, my thread hanging. So Tosfos says, "Ukishit ferenu, when you sew up the rib, bechutei pishdon yoniach soif achutin, you'll leave the thread hanging. Yoniach soif achutin tluyim shom letzitzis, you leave it there to serve as tzitzis." And this happened myself. All right. Miu havalei leminkat mishum debeinon tviya oitelio lishma avol tase v'loy min osi leka lefima shafareish lekaman kabi osim min akutzim. Tosfos says that Rashi erred in his interpretation of the sugya, right? What mistake did Rashi make? So Tosfos explains on Mem Beis Amud Beis Hakotzim. This classic example. Yes, what did we do? We pointed out that Rashi learned Tasu Min Osoi. He linked it together with Mem Aleph Min Aleph, and then according to Tosfos, he brought it back to Mem Beis Amud Beis. The case of the Kotzim. He learned the same din. So Tosfos says that Rashi's interpretation of the original din on Membeis Amud Beis, Vasulem Tzitzis, that was a mistake. Why? Perish Bakuntris Mishum Tasu Min Osui. Even though our Rashi doesn't say that. V'linere demado ovid acharka chaynu asiyah. Dome Rav Gufei tolon v'achach posak roi shechutin shalen kosher. Dudu yasi yosam. V'chein perakam v'desuga gabi yidl aliyah aleo es agefen v'sed las t'ksesu yasi yosam l'tam yishum d'bin and t'liyo lishma. Tosfos says that Rashi is went off track. Why? Because the original din of using threads that are part of the fabric, Tosfos says that the reason why they are not good is not because there isn't a substantial asiyah. They're not good because they weren't done for the sake of tzitzis. Tosfos, there's a din that when you that the tzitzis, certain elements of the tzitzis have to be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. You tie the knot, you have to say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. So Tosfos points out, as we pointed out at the beginning of the parak, that Rashi would hold that stringing the tzitzis through has to be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. So Tosfos says the reason that the using thread from the fabric is not kosher is because it wasn't on l'shma. Why does Tosfos reject Rashi's interpretation? Because Tosfos says that you will have a tasa. When will you have the tasa? Whatever you do after, it'll be tasa. You have the thread hanging. So you're going to end up having to tie the thread together. That's your tasa. You'll end up making a dilem. That's your tasa. There will be some masa there. But so the, and Rashi And therefore, Tosfos learned that the problem is Shaloi Lishma. Now, when Tosfos comes to this sugya, Tosfos says, so Rashi's pshat in this sugya is also incorrect. Why? Same reason. Because according to Rashi, the Gemara should not have said Tasev Lehman Osri. The Gemara should have said Shaloi Lishma. Why should the Gemara not have said Tasom and Asui? So Tosfos says, this is what Rosh was referring to. So Tosfos is because I have my tzitzis hanging. Alright? Now I'm going to string in my tcheles. No, I have my tasa. Alright? I have one thread hanging, so I put I put a tcheles in. He says, that's going to be a rasiya. Right? So, and Tosfos brings his raya. What's his raya? His raya is from Rav. That Rav says that if you put your schach on top of your sukkah, and then after you put the schach on top of the sukkah, you cut your schach free, that's kosher. You built your sukkah under a low-lying branch. And then you lowered your low-lying branch on top of the sukkah. It's a puzzle. Right? It's a mechuber. So the Rav says, what's the problem? You lower it down and then snip. Lower it, snip. Then you haven't made your schach. You have the schach happen by itself. You put the schach in place, it's possible. You made it kosher. Made it kosher. That should be tasev eloy mina osui. Sirah says no, because when you snipped it, you made it the kosher schach. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says, we pass like Shmuel, that's not good enough. Ktisoson ain't zuasiyosa. Shmuel says you have to lift up the schach a little bit, take it out and put it out of place. Well, you lift it up, and it's not in place, and lower it, now you put the schach in place. All right? But Tosfos says, hey, yoyis, that Rav Paskins, that snipping the tzitzis, snipping the schach, that's good enough. So, you see, you need a very, very minimal masa. The masa, all you need is a masa that is, even snipping is good enough. So Tosfos takes the next step. If snipping is good enough, so then stringing through the other threads should also be good enough. Or at least when you tie the threads together, that should be good enough, right? You'll ask from the Baal Tosef case, right? Baal Tosef, I had a four-cornered garment. I had four tzitzis in. How am I going to make them kosher? By snipping the old tzitzis. Snipping the old tzitzis. That's mamash. That's nothing. I'm not even doing anything on the tzitzis that are kosher. I'm not doing anything next to the kosher. I'm not doing anything. I'm nothing. I'm removing old tzitzis. And Rashi said that's a good enough maaser. So that's what Rashi explained. That's what Rosh was pointing out before. Rashi explained that since, to figure this out, that since when I strung my tzitzis to begin with, that was so much of a nothing. So therefore, by doing another nothing, I can make my first nothing into a significant mice. I'd explain that. Alright? That's what Rashi says, no? Right? Omer Rav, was that? Yeah. Right. So it's this what?
That would be an asiyah. You made it to this final to
the layer. Yeah.
That's good because it's warm there. Now remove those since now they're there.
See, but again, coming back over here. So over here, we're saying that taking away the old tzitzis. In any other situation, we'd have said this is not a maisa.
Right. If it wasn't for Baal Tosef, then it would have been.
Right. Okay. Good. So it's an insignificant maisa. So it's nothing. It's less than anything we've been discussing until now. Why does it become? Why, so now we're saying. So why is? And I need a tasa. Either I need a tasa. I need something. Right. I have tzitzis that have been hanging there by Isur, Bal Tosef. Right? So in this particular case, my totally insignificant removal of the old tzitzis, now what happens? This now is going to be okay. Because my first tzitzis, because my kosher tzitzis, the ones that are going to be kosher, and the old kosher and the new kosher, right? My new kosher tzitzis, how are they going to become kosher? By removing the old tzitzis. That's totally, that would be a task in any other situation with tassel medasi. Over here, since my new tzitzis were really not there, so when I remove my old tzitzis, which otherwise been an insignificant mice, it makes it keilu. That's Rebelowski's magic trick, right? Keilu. That, they're now, so that.
Maybe it's because they're like, they're not allowed to be there, so you have their
But again, the only reason why this transformation works is because they were ki'ilu, they were not there to begin with. Because my initial maisa was totally insignificant. So since my initial maisa was nothing, I had to finish off. So the two things that have to be explained over here. One is to define Tasev Leim, and also according to Rashi, it will accommodate all the different approaches, all the different situations. And the other is Tosfos' kasha against Rashi. Right? What's Tosfos' kasha against Rashi? Tosfos says it's like a double kasha. Kasha number one is, we call it the low-lying fruits. Why didn't he just say, why did Rashi explain this as a Tasvelim and Osu Yidin? Why didn't he explain it as a Shalei Lishmodin? Now that's not a good kasha. Because we explained very well why Rashi said it. Rashi explained this din in accordance with Din of an Aleph and Aleph. And once he explained that din, so then Mem Beis and Mem Beis, which Rashi doesn't really say by himself, which Tosfos found in the Sam Rashi, our Gemara spelled out Tassel Menosu. So Rashi, the alleged Rashi, connected the three similar halachas, and it makes sense to say the Gemara says Tassel Menosu. Right? The only thing is what Tosfos is really asking is that this is not a good way to explain the Gemara, because the Gemara would not call this a Tassel Menosu. You have to have some other way of understanding the Gemara. Why? Because Tosha says, if I look at the case that Rashi is describing, that is a candidate for being Shalei Lishma. It is not a candidate for Tashma Le'Rasa, for two reasons. Number one is, I have a significant Masa. Number two is because it's done Shalei Lishma. Right? Right? Two separable kashas. Right? L'chayra, the second kasha we can answer very well. Right? It's an important nakuda. According to the second kasha, we would answer simply that, let's say a person had a rip, right? And he was sewing, let's say, a better case. A person has a three-cornered garment, and he's tying his tzitzit, and his mom is saying, l'shei mitzvah tzitzit, every single second. He takes tzitzit, the tzviyah was l'shema, a three-cornered garment. Right? With a rectangular garment with a rounded edge. He's tying his tzitzit in three corners, and he has gevaldige kavanas, right? He went to mikveh, he bought beautiful tzitzits, they would tefil lishma, he's hanging them, and he's able to focus as he's hanging them, shem, mitzvah, tzitzit. Everything is on lishma, but it's tasa v'nosa. right? It's still possible. The person was sewing the rip over here, and he was saying, you know what? If I have an extra piece of string at the end, it'd be l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Right? So he's sewing l'shem, kevaldik. So Rashi would say, no, l'emin osri. Right? Even though he had kavana. Right? So the it's two separable dinim. So Tosfos is saying, in the case that Rashi gave, it was a shaloi l'shma case. So Rashi would say, no. I'm talking about lishma case. All these cases are lishma cases. Every single case is a lishma. The other case are sure lishma cases. L'shem tzitzis, right? But there's a chisorin in the way it was done. What was the chisorin in the way it was done? So Rashi explains to us that vosulem tzitzis means it has to be a substantial masa. So how substantial must it be? So this is the next machloikas Rashi Tosfos. First, I'm not sure if it's a machloikas. According to Tosfos, it doesn't have to be so significant. As long as there's some activity which makes a tzitzis kosher, string another pair of tzitzis. It doesn't have to be so significant. I bring a gevaldig raya from the case of Bal Tosef. Right? If I had to defend Rashi Tosfos Shita, I'm a gevaldig defense of Tosfos Shita. You know, I'll give you the Gemara itself spells out simply by snipping away the old tzitzis. That's tasim and osu. All right, it's such a gevaldig tasim and osu that it can make a non mice into a mice. I need a little bit, very something very simple. Right, Tosfos would say, if what's tasim aleim and osu. If I make the beged into a kosher beged, that's tassel minosli. The garment wasn't chayv and tzitzis. So I make the tzitzis kosher by acting on the garment. That's not the osul and tzitzis. I have to do a maisa on the tzitzis themselves, right? A raya from Rav. The raya from Rav is that I cut the tzitzis. I cut the schach. All right. So tzitzis we can be magdim very, very well, as long as there is some masa that is on the tzitzis. Even a step further, we probably have to say, because of the din of al Tosef, when you remove the old tzitzis, you make the that becomes a maisa on the tzitzis themselves. Right. If I string through two kosher, that's enough of a maisa. That's vasulem tzitzis, right? What's not vasulem tzitzis? If I do a maisa on the beged, that's not vasulem tzitzis. Okay, Tosfos moved there beautifully. But according and what's the classic case of sukkah? Two classic cases. One is where I have a big pile of hay. And I carve out a hole in the middle. So Tosfos would say, I didn't do a mice on the schach. I made a hole for myself. Give one final example. So machloikas, have we shown him if right? This is how we paskin. The person builds a sukkah inside his house and then removes the roof. Called the skylight, right? He builds a sukkah. The person, usually what people should do is they open the skylight, they put the schach. This guy didn't do it. The skylight was closed, he made a sukkah. It's a puzzle sukkah. The roof wasn't open. Then he opens the skylight. Machlekes v'shayin was that tassel minosa. Right? So the Ramah says it's okay. Why? Because it's a little bit different. That's a little bit different. Because there was no psul in the schach itself. It's a little bit different. A little bit different. Right? There could be those who say that's a problem is because the sukkah, because my maaseh was not in the sukkah itself. That's a little bit different. Good, it's late. So we'll have to leave to explain Shitas Rashi a little bit sharper. Okay, I want to move on, so we'll spend a little time finishing up Rashi, but then let's go on to the din of the shear of the beged at the bottom of the Amud, so we'll keep on going.